From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. President Joko Widodo to push G7 to find solution to food and energy crisis. Indonesia's calls for world united to restore global food supply chain. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo departed on Sunday morning for Germany to attend the G7 summit for partner countries on June 26 to 27, during which he will raise the global food and energy crisis. Indonesia is invited to the G7 summit in the capacity of a partner country and G20 chair. He said in a virtual press conference held prior to his departure at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, food and supply chain will be among the issues discussed at the G7 summit. From Germany, he will proceed to Ukraine to meet President Volodymyr Zelensky and to Russia to meet President Vladimir Putin to call for an immediate halt to the war for the benefit of global peace. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, during a meeting under the German G7 presidency on Friday, called on the world to unite to restore the global food supply chain. Concerning this issue, she outlined two important matters that have to be done in the short terms. First, the world cannot give up on finding a peaceful solution in Ukraine by continuing to uphold international law. Second, the world should immediately restore the global food and fertilizer supply chain, which has been disrupted by the war. Minister Ratna also remarked that if the world fails in handling the fertilizer crisis, this will result in a rice crisis that concerns the fate of more than 2 billion people in the world. The Minister of Health received 300 vaccine refrigerators donated by the Japanese government to support the COVID-19 vaccination program in Indonesia. During the aid handover event on Sunday, Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin noted that logistical facility became one of the factors that determined Indonesia's success in implementing COVID-19 vaccination program over the last 17 months. The availability of logistics in the form of a cold temperature vaccine storage facility had contributed to 15% of the country's readiness in winning the war against the pandemic. Let's move it on to the international news, where a group of seven leaders on Sunday pledged to raise $600 billion in private and public funds over 5 years to finance needed infrastructure in developing countries and counters China's older multi-trillion dollar Belt and Road project. U.S. President Joe Biden and other G7 leaders relaunched the newly renamed Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment at their annual gathering being held this year at Scholz Elmau in southern Germany. Russian's missile struck an apartment block close to a kindergarten in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv on Sunday. It strikes as world leaders gathered in Europe to discuss further sanctions against Moscow. Up to four explosions shocked central Kyiv in the early hours in the first such attack on the city in weeks. Deputy Mayor Mykola Povorosnik said one person was killed and six wounded. He said that explosions would be heard later in other parts of Kyiv, where air defense destroying further incoming missiles. Thousands affected by a deadly earthquake in eastern Afghanistan are in need of clean water and food and are at risk of disease, an Afghan health ministry official said on Sunday. At least 1,000 people were killed, 2,000 injured and 10,000 homes destroyed in Wednesday earthquake, after which the UN Humanitarian Office OCHA warned that cholera outbreaks in the aftermath are a particular and serious concern. NASA will launch a rocket from the remote wilderness of Northern Australia on Sunday evening, the first commercial space launch in Australia and the agency's first from a commercial spaceport. The dry Australian landscape and its closeness to the equator offer optimal conditions for space launches. This was stated by Australian National University astrophysicist Brett Tucker, who will be 400 meters from the launch pad at the Arnhem Space Centre. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Bike Patrol will enter the Eurobike 2022 exhibitions in Germany.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Bike Patrol will enter the Eurobike 2022 exhibition in Germany. The petrol bicycle brand Indonesia will take part in the world's largest bicycle exhibition, Eurobike 2022, which will be held at a new location at Mainz Frankfurt in Frankfurt, Germany from July 13 to 17, 2022. The company's representative Vincentius Jonkicker, in his statement on Saturday, explained that the presence of petrol bicycles could open new potential markets in European countries because, in terms of design and product quality, they are not inferior to American and European brands. More than 1,500 exhibitors from all over the world participated in Eurobike as a place for innovation around the world of bicycles and e-bikes or electric bikes. Previously, in 2019, petrol participated in the Eurobike wheel was then held at the Messe Franz-Schaffen. In 2022, the Eurobike was cancelled due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and in 2021, the Eurobike was held with various restrictions. This year, Eurobike was held longer than before, namely for 5 days, with the last 2 days being a festival event with various public events. The participants could participate in various activities ranging from exhibitions, conferences, bicycle racing, and flea markets to BMX competitions. Currently, petrol bicycles are sold not only domestically but also internationally, such as Australia, Switzerland, Singapore, Hong Kong, North America, Chile, and Norway. The focus of petrol's product is the mountain bike and e-bike segment, which is equipped with the world-class components with design, research, development, and assembly and thoroughly carried out of petrol headquarters in Alam Sutera, South Tangerang. From the Asian continent, most of the participants came from Taiwan as the charter of the world bicycle industry. As for Southeast Asian countries, a total of 10 companies including petrol participated in Eurobike 2022. Through a test of the Indonesian embassy in Berlin, Bayu Wicaksono said that the development of bicycle sales in Germany was very good. He saw a great potential in e-bikes, and petrol has the qualities to start entering the segment of the German market. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with the event on June 27, 1947, when General Sudirman was installed as commander of the Indonesian Army. On June 27, 1947, General Sudirman was appointed by President Sukarno as commander of the Indonesian National Army in Yogyakarta. In the history of the struggle of the Republic of Indonesia, Sudirman was listed as the first and youngest Indonesian commander and general. He became a general when he was 31 years old. Despite suffering from tuberculosis with several lung disease, he continued to wage guerrilla warfare to defend Indonesia's independence. On January 29, 1950, General Sudirman passed away at the age of 34. He was buried in the Kusuma Negara Heroes Cemetery in Semaki, Yogyakarta. Let's move on to the event on June 27, 1996, when Galileo's spacecraft passed planet Jupiter. On June 27, 1996, the Galileo spacecraft successfully passed Ganymede, the largest satellite of the planet Jupiter. The spacecraft managed to take pictures and reveal the detailed structures of the surface of planet Jupiter and its satellite. The Galileo spacecraft is a vehicle that includes a space probe or a drone. We end today in history with an event on June 27, 1997, when civil war became to an end in Tajikistan. On June 27, 1997, President of Tajikistan Emomali Rahmonov and leader of the country's Islamic fighter Abdullah Nur signed a peace agreement in Moscow, Russia. With the signing of the agreement, the civil war in Tajikistan, which lasted for 5 years, came to an end. Based on the agreement, 30% of government positions were given to Islamic groups and their Islamic soldiers were included in the Tajikistan's military. In addition, amendments to the Tajikistan's constitution were done to accommodate the wishes of Islamic groups.
Friday night, staying up late, laying down side to side. Feels like nothing to be afraid of anything, just enjoy the ride. Oh,
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The World Bank has approved a fund worth $750 million to Indonesia to increase tax revenues, strengthen the tax systems to become more equitable, and improve institutions in planning and development spending more efficiently. The funding support has received approval from the World Bank's Board of Executive Director since last Friday. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati in a press release last Saturday said that the government has focused on tax and public spending reforms since 2019. The support from the World Bank will help strengthen the Indonesian government's fiscal sustainability, contribute to broad economic growth after the pandemic, and help reduce poverty. At least, the World Bank's support in the Indonesian fiscal reform development policy loan will support Indonesian in overcoming the main challenges of state revenues and expenditures through two pillars. The first pillar aims to increase revenues through increasing value-added tax rates, especially for high-income individuals, and rationalizing tax exemptions. These pillars will also introduce a carbon tax, which will support a low-carbon economy by taxing emissions from coal-fired power plants. The second pillar aims to improve the efficiencies and effectiveness of state spending by strengthening the capacity of local governments in terms of the fiscal transfer system, strengthening the link between planning and budgeting, and how budgets are implemented. Minister Sri Mulyani added that these efforts will help increase funding for more developed regions with dense population, increase the results of development spending, and these are more in line with national development priorities. Meanwhile, the World Bank Director for Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Satu Kahkonen, said that this fiscal reform will support post-pandemic recovery by creating more income and supporting improvement in the quality of spending. He also emphasized that this new financing will support a number of significant reforms that Indonesia has done to reduce poverty and improve development outcomes, as well as assist Indonesia's transitions to low-carbon and sustainable energy.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Pandanglah ke depan, kau lihat ufuk fajar harapan. Kita hidup dalam persahabatan, kita melangkah menuju kemenangan.
Matahari bersinar benderang, menyinari cita-cita gemilang. Walau mendung datang menantang, kita tegak.
Oh,
Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today we take you to Lenggok Sono Beach on the south coast, which is located on the edge of the Indonesian Ocean and belongs to the Lenggok Sono Hamlet, Purwodadi Village, Tirtoyudo, Malang Regency, East Java Province. To reach this beach from Malang City, you can travel from Dampit Subdistrict to Tirtoyudo Subdistrict. Then, at the Tangsi Junction, you turn right, enter Tirtoyudo Village. From this junction, the position of Lenggok Sono Beach is still about 30 kilometers. The condition of the road from Tangsi Tirtoyudo to Lenggok Sono Beach Purwodadi is very smooth and paved. On this trip, you will certainly not feel bored, because you will see clove plantations on both sides of the road. At this Lenggok Sono Beach, you can play all kinds of water sports such as snorkeling, diving, and surfing. Even if you are a beginner surfer, Lenggok Sono Beach is the right place because the waves here are only about 3 meters high, so they're not dangerous. Besides surfing, you can also swim or see the beauty of coral and fish. If you want a more exciting adventure, you can sail the sea by using a jukung. Jukung is a small fishing boat made of wood. With this boat, you can go to the bay and see a niche in the cliff or even enter a cave with lots of pets. Listener, for those of you who like fishing, Lenggok Sono Beach can also be a fun place because this beach has a lot of fish. In addition, Lenggok Sono Beach is also a conservation area for pearl lobster, sand lobster, and rock lobster. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
get up and stand up. Don't never give up. Show up.
The next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is about ordering food, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Minta Kecap Manis. Saya Minta Kecap Manis, which means I ask for sweet soy sauce. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a waitress. Dev feels that the fried rice is less sweet. Let's listen to the conversation.
Nasi gorengnya kurang manis. Saya minta kecap manis.
Baik, mohon tunggu.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Minta, minta, which means ask for. Kecap manis, which means sweet soy sauce. Saya minta kecap manis. Saya minta kecap manis, which means I ask for sweet soy sauce. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Saya minta kecap manis. Saya minta kecap manis, which means I ask for sweet soy sauce. In the sentence, there is the word saya minta, which means I ask for. It is used to deliver a request. In the sentence, it is used to ask for sweet soy sauce to the waitress. To deliver a request, the expression saya minta, which means I ask for, is followed by something requested. Namely, in this case, is kecap manis, which means sweet soy sauce. To make the request more polite, you can deliver a request by adding the word boleh, which means can. For example, boleh saya minta garam, which means, can I have salt? There are various kinds of soy sauce in Indonesia, such as sweet soy sauce, and fish soy sauce. To get soy sauce with the preferred specific flavor, you should mention the type. For example, ketchup asin. Ketchup asin, which means soy sauce. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Nasi gorengnya kurang manis. Saya minta kecap manis.
Baik, mohon tunggu.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
People tend to judge on the things they don't even know about my life. And all those headaches keeps coming in, comes and go without no surprise. No wonder you hate with no reason why. Just got up in stories that are passing by. There's no point digging all the lies that are just crunching someone's life. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming.
Shame that's making you live in vain.
Now I'm
if they call me. I'm a warrior. 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 I'm a warrior.
Stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Hanya Satu by Tuti Mariyati. The song Hanya Satu, which means only one, tells how beautiful the love and romance of two human beings is. A love that is not stained by the hypocrisy of love. The original keroncong Hanya Satu can carry the emotional message of love, how beautiful it is when love is without a lie. The love relationship must have the same principle, not prioritizing each other's egos. They can solve problems together without anyone's intervention. Love knows no case or throne. When someone tells you that you are the only one, it means that love will last forever. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Tuti Mariyati, entitled Hanya Satu. Happy listening!
Di esok malam, di kala bulan purnama kemilang dan cuaca bintang-bintang bertabur. Dikala bulan purnama bintang bertaburan.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Jangan pernah menyerah. Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardella. See you on the next English program.